It was 1994. Lawton Chiles was Florida's governor, his popularity waning in a more conservative Florida than we know today. It was shaping up to be a tough year for Democrats nationally, and Chiles was embroiled in a fierce re-election battle against a sharp, young Republican Politico with his eyes on the presidency. It appeared Jeb Bush had it in the bag as the two went into their final debate on November 1st. That is, until Chiles shocked Bush and the state with this now famous adage in his closing statement.
My mama told me, sticks and stones will break my bones, but names will never hurt me. But let me tell you one other thing about the old liberal. The old he coon walks just before the light of day.
Bush stood there, stunned. And so did his communications director, Ron Sachs.
I was sitting next to Tom in the audience. This was the NBC stations out of Tampa, statewide. He trained on all the tough issues where Jeb was representing a position that wasn't really all factual. And when he did the he coon thing, it was the moment. It was the headline. I threw an elbow into Tom, and I said, did he just utter a racial epithet? You know, I mean, because it just, I never heard anything like that, and it was the moment.
But what is a he-coon? If it seems like Chiles was speaking another language, he was, in a way. He wasn't speaking to the Jeb Bushes. He was speaking to old-time rural Floridians. According to legend, the he-coon is the oldest, craftiest raccoon in the pack. While the younger raccoons go hunting in the middle of the night, the he-coon knows the best time is right before dawn. Chiles was making a final campaign message. He is the he-coon. A lifelong Floridian born at the start of the Great Depression, Chiles was raised in Lakeland. He first rose to fame when he made the thousand-mile trek from the Keys to Pensacola, earning him the nickname Walkin' Lawton. Chiles often joked he spoke cracker. He was a relic of a different era.
And what he did in that room was he got his righteous indignation up.
That's Chiles' son, Ed.
This young guy who doesn't know crap about Florida and, you know, hasn't been tested and, you know, it's coming on and things. And that's what that, you know, I think that's where the he-coon thing came out of.
Chiles made a final appeal to old Southern Democrats. He was still one of them. He would go on to score a come-from-behind victory. Chiles died in office at the end of his term in 1998 and is the last Democrat to hold the post. Every election cycle, the he-coon makes an appearance in headlines and political debate. It's become a piece of Florida lore. For WFSU News, I'm Sean Mulcahy.